Hello, this is Evangelist Ravina Elizabeth. I have a message that I would like to share with you from a Sunday morning service that the Lord allowed me to minister. If there is a prayer request that you would like to submit, please text me at 843-790-4229 or email me at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to locate me on social media, you can do so by searching for Seeing Without Seeing on Facebook or Seeing Without Seeing in Victory on Instagram. To see more of the things that life has presented to me as a totally blind woman, you can find me on YouTube at Blind But Not Broken. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. Everyone, be blessed.
He's worthy. You don't gotta stop praising him. He's worthy. He don't really need our help. We need his help. He don't need our help. Spirit of the living God on today, we ask you that I may move out of the way, God. I don't want Ravina to say a word. I need the Spirit of the living God to rise up in this place and move by your power and move by your spirit and move by your anointing. That on today, that when this word needs to land, let it land and let it take root and let it do what your word, only your word can do. On today, my God, I need you to come on in and use me by your power. I need you to come on in and use me by your spirit. I need you on today, God. I can't do nothing but make some noise and tell the Spirit of the Lord and tell you take over. I ain't doing nothing but saying words and tell the Spirit of the Lord manifest with power and manifest with authority. On today, I say thank you in advance for what you're about to do. I say thank you in advance for how you're about to move. I say thank you in advance that we are the strong and we're going to bear up the infirmity of the weak. That's what we came to do on today. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. On today, I honor my Apostle Badger and First Lady Badger. I honor Prophet Bennett on today. I thank you, man of God, because when I first got in here, I'm like, okay, now, we can't preach like this. But God knows what to do.
Yes.
And he did that. He broke up the ground. And I tell him, I thank him for moving in the spirit on today and knowing what was necessary for the word that God has sent to be released. Amen. Everybody in your respectable places, I give you honor on today. My birth mother is in the place and I tell God, thank you, because my mother is yet still numbered among the living and not with the dead. I tell God, thank you, because many don't have their mama, but I yet still got a mama that's moving, that's able to do what needs to be done, working every day just like me. And I'm trying to figure out why, but That's what she wanna do. Okay? Not me, she. Okay. So I tell God thank you. I tell God thank you that she got her strength to do what she wanna do. Okay? That's a blessing. That's a blessing all by itself. There is a word, y'all. There's a word. And I have to tell you that I tried to escape it. Okay? The Lord spoke this word at the beginning of the month. And I said, I'm going to turn this into a power. He didn't say nothing. Recorded it, put it on a podcast. He said, you still going to preach it? And I said, well, I'm not on the calendar, so I ain't got to worry about doing this no time soon. And then my sister said, you know you're on the calendar, right? I said, no. It's one of them things that you just don't want to be the one. Okay? I mean, for real, you don't want to be the one. But now I understand the importance of the word that the Lord has given me on today. Amen. Open up your hearts. Don't allow the spirit of offense to come and sit in your lap, because God is trying to prepare us for what he is doing in this season. Everybody that got a Bible, grab your Bible, if you will. Minister Jesse is going to read for me. And if I got it right, I believe it was the 23rd chapter of the book of Luke. Yes, ma'am. Yes, and we're going to start at the first verse. Luke 23, starting at verse 1.
And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, thou sayest it. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, he stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracles done by him. Then he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day, Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves.
Stop right there. So now, I know many have heard this, and I know maybe you might think this might be more appropriate for Resurrection Sunday, but we're going someplace else with this on today, because there is something that I never paid attention to until the Lord started breaking this down to me. And so we're going back up to the top, and please understand that Jesus had been walking among these people, doing miracles, performing healings, teaching the word of God, paying his taxes, and caring for the people, giving them food to eat, and he did all manner of things in the presence of these people, traveling around, taking care of the people like he was sent to take care of the people. And now, because somebody got mad. Okay? That's what somebody got offended. And somebody decided that they were going to take it up in a high place. Okay? They decided that they were going to take him before Pilate, and they were going to make their accusation official.
Mercy.
Okay? You may not have never had an official accusation made against you. You might not know what it feel like to be called in the front of the officials that you got to answer for your actions. But this is what they did to Jesus. Okay? They called, Pilate said, well, I heard say that you are this.
All right.
And he, you know, He was just asking questions, like any good leader should do. He didn't come with the accusing. He asked. And he says, as you say it is. And then he got stuck. Because he's like, I don't see what's wrong with that. But these people are angry. So now he says, I find no fault with this man. And the word says, the crowd got even more angry. Okay? Because when you don't get an agreement from places where you think with your wrong self that you should get an agreement, now you want to get angry. Now you want to get upset. Now you want to see how you can get somebody else on your team. Because the man you wanted to bite didn't bite.
Mercy.
He didn't bite. And this is what we got to learn how to do. Because there's a couple of different ways that we can respond. We can respond passively, which is dangerous. Okay? Because if you're not the one that's being accused, then you are the strength of the accuser. Okay? So now the accuser should not have to ever stand up and speak on their own behalf and defend themselves. But the people that are around the accuser, that know the accuser and understand the accuser, are the ones that are required to stand up and say, hold on. I don't know what Jesus you talking about. I don't know what apostle you talking about. I don't know what prophet you talking about. But it ain't mine. You can't be speaking about my man to God. You can't be speaking about my woman of God. You can't be speaking about my brother. And I know you ain't talking about my sister. Because that you say, it ain't no truth in that. Okay? Because you are the strength of the weak.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You got to stand up and be strong in the face of adversity on behalf of your brother and your sister. Okay? I did not pick this message. It was given to me on March the 3rd in the morning time. God woke me up with this message. Go check my podcast. It's the power for that day. Okay? Because it's a hard message when things are going on. For you to know that you are the one that got to stand up and be strong. Okay? When my brother and my sister is burning down, I got to stand up and I got to be their strength. Okay? So now, Pilate did the worst thing. He passed it off. He said, I find no fault in this man. And he just said it and just didn't really put no force behind it. He didn't say case closed. He didn't say case dismissed. He said case passed to the next jurisdiction. How dare you? How dare you, man of God? How dare you, woman of God? How dare you, brother and sister in God? How do you take such a passive place when somebody trying to tear down your brother? When somebody trying to tear down your sister? And you know what they saying? I ain't got no truth in it. How dare you do it? Because there's a place that you got to stand. And the question on today is, where are you standing? Okay? Where are you standing? Because if Pilate had stood where he should have stood as a man in leadership, this story might have had to go another way. Okay? But he saw a way out. He saw a way that he had to say much. He saw, you're a Galilean. Oh, okay. You know, Herod in the city. Let me send you over there to him. Let me give you over to him. Let me send you to somebody more messier than me.
Mercy.
Let me make sure that somebody more messier than I am get a hold to this story so that they can do whatever they see fit with their messy self. Okay? Because this is what happened when you don't stop the line. When you don't stop the line and you say, well, I heard say so-and-so, but I ain't getting in the middle of that. You messy.
Amen. That's what it is.
You didn't add nothing to it, but you didn't shut it down neither. You messy. Okay? So this is where it becomes a problem. Now, Herod. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I get get to meet Jesus. I heard all kind of stuff he's doing. I wonder what he's going to be able to do in my presence. I wonder if he's going to be able to. I want to see some of them parlor tricks that he was doing, because he said it with no respect. There was no respect behind this. There was no zeal behind this. He wanted to be entertained.
My God. That's right.
Okay? And so what Jesus did, he got him. He came in his presence. He said, are you this? Tick tock, tick tock. Hey, Jesus, you hear me talking to you? Tick tock, chirp, chirp, nothing. Because you know that's what he was supposed to do. Because he understood that the time for him to speak was not now. Because sometimes people say stuff just to see if they can make you perform. Just to see if they can get a rise out of you. Just to see if they can make you lose your anointing. Just to see if they can make you put down what God put in you. But sometimes you got to say nothing. Okay? And while you are silent, the ones of us that are not being accused, it is our job to stand up and say, you going to back up off of my brother? You going to get up off of my sister? I don't know who you coming for, but today ain't the day. Because I ain't going to stand up and let you do what you're doing to my brother. I ain't going to stand up and let you do what you're doing to my sister. I know that what you saying ain't no truth in it. Where you standing on today? Where are you standing on today? Because that's what we gotta ask ourselves. Where are you standing on today? Okay? And we go down in the word, and they say that because he didn't say nothing, they got enraged. Okay? They got big mad. Okay? Because he would not perform for them. He refused to put down his authority for them. He refused to put down his position for them. You know who I am. That's why you got a problem with me. You know what I stand for. That's why you don't want me here. You know what I'm doing. And that's why you don't want to tolerate it. Because you know what I bring. And you don't want a deal. So you got the problem, not me. He said nothing. Y'all see that? He said nothing. That's hard. That's hard. That's real hard. I speak from experience. That's hard to say nothing. I don't got to hear you. I don't got to. You beneath me. Why am I responding to you? Why? I don't gotta respond to you. You are under my foot. Why am I talking to dirt? Why am I talking to nothing? Why am I talking to nothing at all? You are nothing. Nothing. You serve a purpose, but it ain't for me. Whatever purpose you serve, it don't got nothing to do with me. I don't gotta talk to you. Okay? So we have to learn how to silently disagree. Amen. Especially with somebody coming after us.
That's it.
Okay? After us. Now, if you come for apostle, I got you. Okay? I got you. You come for first lady, I got you. You come for prophet, I got you. Okay? I got you. Because you didn't come for me. You came for them. That gave me the right to act up. That gives me the right to be in the defender, because I am my brother's cover. I'm going to keep him. I'm going to shield her. And you ain't going to tear them down in my presence. Okay? You're not going to do it. I ain't standing for that. Okay? That's where I'm not standing. I'm not going to silently let you tear down my brothers and my sisters. I'm not going to do it. Especially when I know what you're saying ain't right. Okay? Especially when I know. And even if I do know, you are going to get up off of them. Because your name ain't Jesus. And you ain't going to tear them down even if they big wrong. Okay? Because see, people don't like to stand up for people no more. They want to go with the crowd. They want to follow the leader. I am a leader. I'm not following nobody. You going over there by yourself. You get on your messy bus by yourself. I'm not riding the crazy train. I refuse to let you make me a part of what you doing. I'm not. doing that. Okay? I'm not doing that. So we got to know when it's time to stand up and when it's time to defend and when it's time to be quiet. Play your own position. Okay? See, what happens is, and I'm going to use this as an example because people bother him all the time. When prophet get picked on, nobody stands up.
That's right.
Okay? And so what that does is that make him feel like he got to defend himself. But that's wrong. That's wrong, because we are our brother's keeper. So if somebody coming for him, we ought to stand up. We ought to be the ones that say, I don't know what you playing, but you ain't playing on this playground, because we don't get down like that. Okay? You want to get crazy over silly stuff, but when it's time to stand up, ain't nobody got nothing to say. When you're standing up rightfully so, ain't nobody got nothing to say. You gotta stand up. In this season, right here, we got to stand up. Okay? Because what's happening is, if we don't stand up, okay, hear this. Because if we don't stand up, what the enemy is gonna do is he is gonna beat up the ones that are strong. He's going to beat up the ones that want to do something. He's going to beat up the ones that's plowing the field. He's going to beat them up because he know that the mass ain't coming for him. Okay? If we stand up in numbers, then we don't got to worry about the enemy picking on apostle. We don't got to worry about the enemy picking on prophet. We don't got to worry about the enemy picking on first lady. Because you know what? They going to see all the numbers and they going to back down. Because when we come for them, then we ain't just coming for one of them. We coming for all of them. And we know we can't beat all of them. So we gonna pick on somebody else our own side. Okay? This is what we gotta do. We got to do this. Because in this season, we cannot get tied up in petty. Okay? Petty is a distraction. It comes to pull us off course. It comes so we don't see the next big, bad, horrible thing that's happening because we mire it down in petty. Okay? Petty is happening all around. Things are happening all around. But we got to know when to respond and when to move on. We got to know when God expects us to stand and when he expects us to leave it alone. That not every offense is not to be responded to. Some require a response. Okay? Some requires a response. Not everything. But some things require a response. Some things, if you just don't touch them, then they will die because they have no strength in themselves. And the person that started, they're too small for it to become a big issue. Okay? But that's not all offenses. Because please understand that people like mess. Okay? The world like mess. And the world appreciates mess against the church house. Okay? So sometimes we got to stand up and we got to oppose the mess that the enemy is trying to smear over the name of the body of Christ. Yes. So sometimes we got to respond. Yes. Okay? But not as the accuser, but the strength of the accuser. Yes. This is what we got to get right. Okay? The accuser should never have to speak for themselves. Yes. The accuser should never be the one praising their own pawn. That should not be the way it is. Because if I've been doing what I'm supposed to be doing, if I've been standing where I'm supposed to be standing, then there is somebody who can speak something good about what I'm doing. There is somebody that can say, I know her to be a woman of God. I know her to be a prayer warrior. I know her to be a mighty good mother. I know her to be a hard-working woman. And when I say pray, I know she gonna pray. And when I say fast, I know she gonna fast. I know that she bringing in her tithes. I know she paying her offering. When I say give, she say how much. But when ain't nothing, when they got a struggle to find something good to say about you, that's when it's hard to defend you. That's when it's hard to cause the enemy to get off of your back. Because what we do when the enemy attacks is we pull out your holy resume. Okay? We pull out your righteous resume and we say, I know that she did this. I know that he did that. I know that this is the case over there. I know that when this happened, they did this. And now we got something that we can fight with. Okay? Because your resume is good and it's fat. I don't got to stop at they are a believer.
My God.
And the devil said, yeah, I've been there too, so and what? What else did they do? What you fighting? What you coming for me? What you coming with? Because that's not enough. That's not enough, not for a believer. Now, when you're a believer, I got to be able to say something else when I attack the enemy on your behalf. Okay? I got to be able to say something else. But there is nothing that you have done.
Nothing.
No, sir. Zero. Empty. You know how we take a cup and you turn it upside down and nothing don't come out?
That's right.
When your resume look like that. Nothing.
Nothing to talk about.
Nothing. You got the cup, but it's empty. You get the cup when you say that you accept him as your Lord and personal Savior. You got the cup, but there ain't nothing. So when the enemy come and you say, Apostle, can you please pray for me? And poor Minister Jesse. Poor prophet. I'll be like, I'm glad nobody knew my number. Thank you, God. Because, see, it get hard. And then you know what happens? This is what happened. Let me help you, because this is why your prayers are not getting answered. It's not that the people ain't praying. They praying hard. But there is nothing in heaven that can speak for you. So now I'm trying to spread my grace over your mess. It don't go so far because it's not yours. So I can get God to do a little something without you doing nothing, but I can't get him to do everything. Mighty God. There's things that are happening.
Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus.
Oh, God. There are things that are happening, and we're going to have to respond appropriately.
Yes.
Okay? And we got to. This is not an option. We got to respond appropriately. Amen. And we got to do it in unity. Amen. Okay? Amen. Not just appropriately, but in unity.
Amen.
So that when the enemy come in this season and poke his head in, that we can chop it off.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
But we can't do it unless we are on one accord.
Yes.
Okay? So if the masses that were following Jesus on the day that he was accused, on the day that Herod say that he was going to die, on the day that this Bible would have had to be written another way, if all the people that was following after him, all the people that say they were speaking for him, all those people that watch him work miracles, signs, and wonders, if they had a responded differently, this Bible would have had to be written another way.
Yes.
But because everybody who was somebody said nothing at all.
No.
Where was the man who had the daughter that was dead in the bed?
My God.
Where was he?
Come on.
Okay.
Where was he? Where was Lazarus when they was stringing Jesus? Where was he? Because we got to wonder, what are we missing?
Yeah.
Right.
We understand that he had to do it, but where was the people who could have stood up and at least caused a riot? They let him go down peacefully.
Yeah. Right.
They let him crucify him without a resistance.
Right.
Where was the resistance?
Because
if you're coming for apostle, you're going to get war, okay? watching, y'all, he did it right here. Yes. They allowed, they, the people, the masses that he blessed, they allowed him to move him from Pilate to Herod.
That's right. My God.
How come there wasn't a fight documented?
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on, man, that don't make no sense.
Amen.
I know what he said. Your mama tell you to go to school and don't fight nobody. But if somebody say your mama, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? There is a fight in progress. Okay? And all of our parents that told us, I ain't send you to no people's school to be acting like you ain't got no sense. But they better not say mama. Because now you have invoked something that mama's word cannot remove. Okay? I'm going to get beat later, but I'm beating you now. Okay? Because that word is a trigger word. Okay? So how come this man that fed you when you didn't have nothing to eat, this man that touched your body and gave you back your healing and your ability and your strength, when they talked about nailing him up, stringing him out, spitting on him, hitting him, putting a crown of thorns on his head, you ain't had nothing to say to him. When they crucify your apostle and your prophet and you ain't got nothing to say? When they talking bad about your brother and your sister, you ain't got nothing to say? What are we doing? We can't be sending them here acting like Herod and Pilate. That ain't who God called us to be. He didn't call us to fit that mold. That's for the world. That don't got no business in the church.
No business.
Okay? No business in the church. Please understand that Jesus told the 12 disciples that the time was at hand. He didn't tell the masses. They were not privy to what was happening. So why did they not respond? Because they were weak. And they didn't have what it took in order to stand up and oppose the enemy. But we got the Holy Ghost, don't we?
That's right.
That's a little low.
Amen.
That's a little low. We got the Holy Ghost, don't we? So when they come for our leaders, when they come for our brothers, when they come for our sisters, we got the mandate from high to fight the good fight of faith and stand up and oppose every evil word, every wicked imagination, every demonic entity that come after them.
Hallelujah.
We can't fall down on this.
Amen.
There's no season. This season for being passive.
Amen.
And just letting it go. I'm going to call apostle and tell them what they're saying. What are you doing? I'm going to call apostle and I'm going to tell them, well, let me tell you what I did. And then I can tell you why.
That's the one.
There you go.
Okay? Because I'm going to say something. I'm being honest.
Yes.
You're just not going to do that in my presence, and it's going to go down like that.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
You're going to get something. I hope you getting what you're looking for.
Amen.
Because I can't let you do that.
Amen.
I can't sleep on that.
Amen.
I can't go sleep. Come to this church. Amen. Look them in the face. Oh, I love you, Apostle. Firstly, I love you. And you know, you set in the presence. See, sometimes they don't say nothing. Listen to what I'm saying. Hear me. I'm not saying you talking. I'm saying that you're not opposing. I'm not saying that you are participating. I'm saying that you're not refuting. Okay? I don't know who, Pastor, you're talking about. But that don't happen at Power and Praise.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Amen.
It's just that simple. It's just that simple. I don't know what prophet you're talking about, but my prophet don't operate like
Amen.
That. It's just that simple.
Amen.
I ain't tell you got to get a charge. I didn't say that.
Well,
okay? Let's make it plain now, because I don't want nobody to say that I say, oh, well, that don't make no sense. You're talking crazy. We can't just be getting arrested. I got a job. I got kids. No, I'm not saying that. But you got a mouth.
Yes.
And the last time I checked, we yet still had freedom of speech. Okay? So if they can speak, then you can speak too. Okay? If they can say, can say to. If they can post, you can post to. If they can hashtag, you can hashtag to. Because we can't let the enemy get away with all this mess. Because what happens when this happens is the world shared the mess and the truth don't get told. And so when the world, the person that's seeking, the person that's hoping that what they saying about prophet ain't true, what they saying about Minister Jesse ain't true, what they saying about Apostle Badger ain't true, they can't find the other side of the story because we cowards and we ain't telling it. Oh God, it's time we gotta stand up. We got to stand up. Okay? We got to stand up. This is me, you, us, we. We all got to stand up. Okay? Because people are going to try even the more in this season to pull down the leaders that are standing for what is righteous, what is holy, what God wants. They are coming after our leaders, and we got to stand up, and we got to oppose on every side, because that is our job. We like to play with the scripture, but it's real. The kingdom suffer violence, and the violent gotta take it by force, and we can't stand up and let them do all kind of things. We can't sit down and let them do all kind of things. We got to respond in God. They ain't praying about the mess they doing us. They saying it out loud. Okay? They not praying about it. They going live on it. Okay? They not praying about it. They tweeting it. They messaging it. They doing all kind of things to make sure it go far and wide. I dare you. I dare you to respond appropriately in God. Okay? Don't forget that part. Okay? Because the enemy will make you do something crazy. Okay? So respond appropriately in God. In God. You know, this is an appropriate response. This one came back to me and I told her, I said, you know what? I know God is maturing you because this is a response of a mature person in God. A person called this person and said some stuff about me. And she called me and she said, well, I'm just going to tell you that I told that person, I think you better drop what you're saying. Amen. Because you're not just touching her. You're touching the anointing that's on her life. Okay. And that'll get you in trouble. Okay? That's not my response. That response was said to somebody else on my behalf. Okay? That's an appropriate response. You don't gotta clap back. I know it sound good. I know you want to act just as crazy as they acting because that's what the flesh want to do. But we got to respond in the spirit of God so that we don't lose our position in the kingdom, because in this season, our positioning is important. Okay? So what the enemy want to do? He want to pull us all out of position. Because if he can get us out of position, you know what we got? No power. Because there's one can do 1,000. Two can put fight 10,000. If he can pull us apart and make us act a fool right along with the fools he got acting a fool, then there is no person that can oppose his activity. Amen. So respond, but respond appropriately. Amen. Okay? Amen. Appropriately. Amen. All you got to do is respond, I know him to be a man of God. That's right. I know him to be a woman of God. Amen. I know that what you're speaking of can't be of them. Amen. That's a simple response. But you know what it is? It's a refute. I refuse for you to say what you're saying concerning my brother, my sister, my leader. I ain't taking that. Okay? I know some stuff that we have done as people that the world will and most certainly will dig up. But when it comes to me, I get it. I'm shutting it down. Amen. I don't care how I could have been there when you did. Matter of fact, we could have did it together. But I ain't going to let you spread that on my brother. I ain't going to let you spread that on my sister. Amen. I don't care how true it is.
That's it.
I don't know what you're saying, but I know that to be a woman of God. So I think you better leave that alone before you find yourself in the hands of an angry God. Okay? Because that's God's property now. So if they're doing something they ain't got no business, guess who's going to handle it? God. Okay? God is going to do it. So we have to learn how to play our position.
Right.
And we got to learn how to stand and remain in our position.
Right.
If you're in a room with 1,000 people and they all say, oh, he a false prophet. Oh, he ain't no man of God. There ain't no woman of God. People saying it. Don't act like it ain't being said, y'all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But we know it not to be so, y'all.
Amen.
So don't just swipe past it. What you saying ain't so. That's a man of God.
Yes.
You type more than that.
Amen.
You type crazier stuff than that.
Come on.
Yes. You post more crazier stuff than that.
Yes.
You share crazier stuff than that.
Tell somebody.
So now we got to respond appropriately.
Amen.
Okay? Because when you respond and they see that it's more of the response coming for this person than against this person, you know what they'll do? They'll move on.
Amen.
And move on. Because they don't want that. They don't want that. They want to stand up and be heard.
Amen.
And you are shutting them down.
Amen.
Whoever them might be.
Amen.
Okay? So this is what's happening in this season. We got to stand.
Yes,
we got to stand.
Amen.
This is an important thing. And we have to stand. What is coming, okay, requires unity.
Yes, Lord.
What is coming?
It's
going to take a corporate effort for us to make it through it.
Yes.
Okay?
Right.
It ain't going to be just no you, mine, my. It ain't going to work. It's not gonna, we're not going to last. Okay? When, please understand this. When Joseph went to Pharaoh, he said, go to the country and tell them to bring that which they have and let us store it up. And when they need it, they come and see us so that we can distribute it appropriately.
Right.
Okay? So they were getting prepared and they were doing it in unity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's what we got to do. We got to stay in unity.
Amen.
In this season, because uglier things are on the horizon. Some of them we can pray down, some of them we're going to have to weather. Okay, some of this stuff we're going to have to go through. And we only going to make it to the other side in God. That's the only way we're going to have victory.
Amen.
In
Amen.
God.
Amen.
If we don't do it in God, we're not going to make it.
Amen.
Okay? We're not going to make it. I'm very serious. We're not going to make it. We got to stand up in God. There is no time for us to sit and let people pull us apart.
Amen.
No, for real. No time. We got to stand up and be in unity, one in the spirit, even when your brother wrong, even when your sister wrong. What are we supposed to do? Cover them. Cover them. The Bible said love cover a multitude of folk. Okay? We got to play our position. Where are we standing on today? Where are we standing?
Amen.
We can't stand with gaps in the line.
No.
Because that's how the enemy penetrates and get to the leaders. Okay? We're supposed to be the covering. We're supposed to cover them up so that they can cover us up. It's a twofold covering. So now we understand that we got to stand. We understand that we got to do what is necessary. We are no longer going to walk away and let people just say all kind of stuff about our leaders. And when they start talking about apostles, I just walked off, girl. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm going to just leave that God hand. No. Time for that has expired. It's gone. The expiration date on that coupon has expired. We're not giving you no more free passes. We're not passing out no more. God going to deal with it. No, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to tell you that you're going to get off of my leader because we are standing for something over here. Over here. We standing for something. Okay? And so what we're going to do is we're going to stand up in God and do what God wants us to do. Okay? Clap your hands. God is good, y'all. God is good. We got to stand up in God.
Amen.
pastors for some crazy stuff. But when it's time to stand up in God, we get holy. That's the only time we get holy. When it's time to stand up in God. That's when we get real righteous.
Yeah.
I'm going to just fast on this. They're going to stop talking about my pastor. I'm going to fast, all right. I am. Yep, I'm going to fast. I'm going to fast that the next person know better not to say nothing. That's what I'm going to fast. But since you said it, I'm going to shut it down. Okay? And I'm going to shut it down every single time it come up. We got to stand for our brothers and our sisters and our leaders.
Amen.
See, don't leave them out. Your brother and your sister, the least of them.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
The least of them. They need you to stand for them too.
Oh, yes.
People say, oh, sister so-and-so, all them kids bad. They ain't nothing going to be nothing good about none of them kids. Don't tell me ain't nobody never heard it before. Because they say it. People speak this kind of negativity over people's kids all the time. We got a job to do. I know what you're saying, but it ain't so. Because those kids come to church. Those kids hear the word. Those kids got a praying mama. Those kids got a praying father. And you know what? I'm praying for them kids too. So I know they gonna be somebody. No matter what you say. You gotta tear that down too.
Yes.
Okay? People like to predict stuff over the little people who can't war for themselves. They can't war for themselves. They don't even really understand warfare. They think we be hooping and hollering and sweating for no reason at all. They don't understand
it.
They don't get it. But while they don't get it, we got to cover them. And we got to cover them in word and prayer. And we got to speak affirmations and positivities and all these things over our children. I know they think I'm crazy on the prayer line. I got like 30-something kids on the list. And I can run through their name like a train on a track. Because God gave me a mandate. And when he mandate me to cover your child, then they are on the list. Okay? I don't add nobody without God's mandate. You can say pray for them and they'll show up on the list today, and tomorrow they're going to get dropped unless God tell me to keep them there. Because it's a mandate. One person can't do everybody. And it just don't work. That's why we all got to do our part. We can't wear out Apostle. We can't wear out First Lady. We can't ask Minister Jesse. We can't bother Prophet about everything. Everybody got to do their part. Y'all remember that? Teamwork make the dream work. Remember that? Okay. It still apply. It still apply. How do we get things done? As a body. Together. We got to stand together.
Yeah.
We're not going to be like this crowd that silently went weeping when they hung Jesus up. We ain't going to do that. That season is over. That's how they had to respond. Okay? We're responding differently in this season. Because this world is violent. And this world got many avenues to corrupt and to communicate. And we got to use those same avenues to tear down the hand of the enemy and to build up the kingdom of God. Okay?
That's right.
So that's what we're doing in this season.
Amen.
Anybody been blessed?
Amen.
Hey, go, big question. Anybody mad?
No.
Because the altar open right now. If you mad, I don't want you to walk out that door upset. I want you to get to this altar and talk to the Lord. Because this was a word that God gave me. And I did not. I went all over the place. I was up 2 o'clock this morning. I was up 5 o'clock. I said, Lord, I need another word. I need another word. This ain't right. This ain't right. Because this feel like I'm picking on people. This feel like you preaching on something. And this was not what I stood to do. Okay? So I want you to take it from my heart that God is trying to save us, because there is something here in power and praise that the enemy don't want to manifest, because he know it's dangerous to his kingdom. Okay? And we got to stand up, and we got to do what's necessary so that God can get the glory. Not us. So that God can get the glory when we stand in unity and oppose what the enemy is trying to do.
Amen.
And we can't do it one over here,
two over there,
God,
three over there.
Yes.
Apostle says something, and the echo over there in the corner don't sound like what Apostle said. Somebody else saying something
together.
Else. There ain't no unity in that. Where are you standing? Where are you standing? Where, you know what? Let me tell you what I say. Tell on them. If you got somebody that every time Apostle says something, I'm telling the truth. Because see, you got to stop this. You got to stop because it's a breakage in the body, and it's got to be mended or it's got to be excised. Okay? Either we going to mend it, we going to put some stitches in it, we going to put a band-aid on it, we going to put a cast on it until it get back in place. Or you know what? When they say, you know what? This limb is no longer going to do you any good, and if we don't cut it off, it's going to kill you. You know what? You decide. You decide that I'm going to lose this foot, but I ain't going to lose my body. I'm going to lose this hand, but I ain't going to lose my body. And we got to do that in the house of the God. When people don't want to get right, and when apostles saying this, and they saying that, mighty God, we might just have to, we might have to cut them off.
Oh,
God. Oh, my God.
There's too much. It's a warning. Y'all hear me? It's a warning. There's too much opposition. One voice, ya daba hoshandia, mani abasi, na na mama mani, endi ano boho, hika ande abaha, yede ende basi. Oh God,
yes, Lord.
Ama mama,
yes, Lord.
Oh God,
yes, Lord.
Oh, ya daba daba hoshi, ya daba. Apostle, you got an abasi. I need you to release your coat on the abashadi abasi. Yes, Lord. Yada bahashi, yada. Hana mama masi. It's bad things that are being said. Bad things. Amasheki andia. Hana mama namase ke andia. Hoya dabashadi abase ke andia. And it's putting dirt. I must see he can dia baba ba shandia baba ba haya daba ni naba hasia naba masia. It's cloud yet masheke andia. It's cloud in the spirit of the presence of the Lord in the haya da 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 ba hosi. Bad things are being said. And my head and the ababasia. And not many are responding, but many are listening. And that ah, you're the bohosia. He ka on the ababasha. And what's happening is like black smoke. And it's coming and it's spreading over. It's trying to smother out the anointing in the house. It's trying to baha yeke and the ababasa. Nama. When you know where there is smoke, you got to dabaha shake on the. You got to direct the firefighter, mati on the babasha. That the other hostia in the house of the Lord, that is the apostle. You got to direct the apostle to where there is smoke, because it's trying to smother out the anointing in the house. It's trying to overtake the presence of God in the house. And mati in the bahoshandia, he caught the end. The enemy, he don't want the vision. He don't want the presence of the Lord to be like the Lord has mandated it to be in this house.
Yes,
there's a maha namasi. There's a mighty presence that the Lord wants to rest in this house.
Yes.
Oh God, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
and little foxes. But see, what's happening is the smoke is building. The negativity is building. Because nobody is opposing the negativity. Nobody is shutting it down.
Yes, Lord.
You not being a busybody. The person that called you and said thus and so about your leader, about your prophet, about your apostle, about your brother, about your sister. They are the busybody. Yes. We got to respond appropriately. The anointing that the Lord has in his house is suffering because we're not responding in the way that heaven needs us to respond to negative things.
Yes. Yes.
We're letting them build up. And some people so petty. Oh, God. God, I feel that thing. God is in heaven is... God, listen, we don't want to fall in the hands of an angry God.
No.
My God.
No.
Okay?
No.
We don't want to fall in the hands. And what's happening is the anointing should be white. It should be clear. It should be trans. But what's happening is it look beige. It don't look clear. It's not clear. Because there's things that need to be cut down.
Jesus.
There are things that got to be cut off.
Jesus.
Repent. If you know that somebody done been calling you, say, it's serious. I feel this thing in my spirit, like way down. Like I feel, you know how when you find out somebody just that something tragic just happened, you get that ugly pit in your stomach that feel like everything just hollowed out. That's how this is sitting in my spirit. This is not good. This is not good. Because we need the anointing to be pure in this place for what is coming. Okay? Not what we're dealing with right now. We might have enough power for this. But if we don't clean this up, we don't got enough power for what's coming.
Yes.
We need it pure.
Yes, Lord.
Okay? It's not got nothing to do with nobody's glory. This got to do with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. God needed to be pure in here.
Amen. Yes.
And it's not.
Jesus.
It's not. Because we letting smoke, mess, hover. We letting it linger. We know what's going on. We done been some of the ones that were partaking in it, heard it, and did nothing about it.
Jesus.
We can't be like that. We can't be like that. We got to be strong in this season.
Yes.
Or the anointing is going to suffer.
Yes.
And if the anointing suffer, then we suffer.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We suffer.
Jesus.
Prophet,
we
feel on this little hand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody honor the voice of the Lord and give him praise.
Hallelujah.
I said, someone honor the voice of the Lord and give the Lord praise in here. I said, give the Lord praise and give him glory. Open your mouth and give God the praise. Lift your voice and align yourself with the word of the Lord. Give God glory in here. Come on, somebody give him an unadulterated praise right now. I said, give him an unadulterated praise. Open your mouths all over this place. And say, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Somebody praise him for the word. The answers of the word. It gives you light. Now that you heard the word, rejoice in the word. Let the word change you. Let the word clean you. Give him praise. Now you playing. I said, give God a praise. You sitting there, amen, like you're in a theater. I said, give your God the praise. You know why? Because things are going all around us. The devil is fighting us on every side. Open your mouth up and bless the Lord for the word. Bless the Lord for the word. We receive the word. Clean us in the word. Wash us in the word. Burn us in the word. Come on, come on, come on. Deliver my household through the word. Save my house. Save my life. Purge me. Cleanse me. Cover my children. Cover my grandchildren. Let the word. Come on, come on. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Work in power and praise. Work in power and praise. We need a miracle. We need deliverance. We need revival. Revive our soul. Revive our Come on, come on. Help, Lord. 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 Help. Help, help. Send help.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you would like to sow a seed after hearing this word, you can do so by using Zelle at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to use Cash App, you can do that as well. That tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. But most of all, please lift me up in prayer that I can continue to go forth and do the things in which God is requiring that I do in this season. Everyone stay safe and be blessed.